USA News update. The man who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, is apologizing. Before Peyton Gendron was sentenced, he said he did a terrible thing last May. He added he shot and killed people because they were black. He was then sentenced to life in prison without parole. Speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maryland today, President Biden said legislative plans coming from Republicans are harmful.
It would add more than $3 trillion to the debt over 10 years. $3 trillion.
Biden said his budget plan will strengthen Social Security and Medicare and cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. The nation's air travel system is safe. That's what the acting head of the FAA told a Senate committee. Billy Nolen said things are safe, but there's always room for improvement, especially after a series of recent close calls, including a near collision last month between FedEx and Southwest planes in Austin, Texas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.